This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Curtin Landing Cattle will be hosting their annual production sale this Saturday, March 14th, at their location 2 miles west of Blue Mound. Owner-operator T.J. Curtin says the sale of their carefully bred and selected cattle will include Angus heifers, cow-calf pairs, and Angus bulls that have been rigorously selected for traits that are very important to Central Illinois livestock owners.
On the bull side of things, here in Central Illinois, Cavanese bulls with good dispositions are always in high demand. And that's something that we originally select for on our farm. So a producer who is looking for Cavanese bulls that are safe to use on heifers, they will find those there. All these bulls have been rigorously culled for on the disposition, so rest assured that we've got calm bulls as well.
The Curtins have been working on developing their herd of Angus cattle for generations.
My great-grandfather bought our first Angus in 1936, and we've had them ever since. My grandfather, along with a couple of his brothers, were very active in the Angus business, and my grandfather was on the American Angus Board of Directors and very active in the Angus all the way around, as so has been my dad and me. And so we're well-established in the Angus breed. It's the kind of cattle we love. So, yes, we've been doing it for a long time, and we've got our herd built to where we have the numbers. We think that we can offer a wide array of genetics for the commercial producers as well as registered producers here in Central Illinois.
Curtin Landing Cattle started putting on their annual sales in 2007, and since then there have been some interesting shifts in the cattle markets. T.J. Curtin says with the current demand for beef, it's a great time to be in the livestock business.
Demand is high for cattle, and the times are exciting. You know, cattle producers are really getting rewarded for being in the business. And we think that it's a good time to invest in these elite Angus genetics that you can get more live calves, calves that grow faster, perform better in the feedlot. And we really think that there's a lot of opportunity at our sale to tie into those type of genetics.
For those interested in learning more about the Angus cattle being offered at this year's sale, Curtin says information and pictures of the cattle being offered can be found online.
Our website is curtinlandandcattle.com, and that's where you'll find we have a sale book posted online. We have videos of all the bulls, and then we also have a Facebook page that people can check that I update with upcoming sale lots. And as always, you know, we've always invite visitors to the farm. I prefer people to see the cattle in person, so that's always an option as well. Just give me a call, and we'd sure love to have visitors to the farm to come look at the cattle.
Again, the Curtin Landing Cattle Sale will be this Saturday at their site 2 miles west of Blue Mound. More information can be found on their website, curtinlandingcattle.com, or to get in touch directly with T.J. Curtin, you can call 217-825-3005. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Legislation is being looked at on the state level to adjust the allowable truck length on Illinois roadways. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says Illinois has not updated the allowable length of trucks in about six decades. Meanwhile, truck length has been standardized on a national level for over 20 years.
The truck length has been standardized for 27 years now. We've had a standard size trailer that has been used on the highways. The problem is that Illinois law has basically one length for state highways, and it has another length that is allowed on local roads. So the problem there is that you go on a state highway, there's no limit to the overall length of a truck. You're limited to a 53-foot trailer. But on local roads, you're limited overall to just 55 foot. Well, if you're going to use a standard size trailer, you're going to have trouble there.
Schaefer says that while this legislation will be of special importance to those in the livestock industry, it also reaches well beyond the scope of agriculture.
The folks that have got livestock trailers that are out there and they want to do a pickup and delivery at a farm, technically they've got issues there. The laws, the rules and regulations basically don't allow full-size trailers on local roads. If we were to enforce those rules and regulations and those laws that are on the books right now, just about every Walmart, every grocery store, every gas station, every pharmacy would basically be shut off because the deliveries are made by trucks that have 53-foot trailers.
Schaefer is hopeful that this legislation will move along and bring Illinois up to speed with its surrounding states.
We're just interested in allowing the trucks that are allowed on every other road in the country to be allowed in Illinois. We're just this little island that doesn't allow it.
In addition to updating allowable truck lengths, the state is also looking into adjusting the process for putting weight restrictions on roads. Right now, there are seasonal road closures posted to vehicles exceeding a certain weight in order to protect the road structure. Schaefer says this ruling would not affect seasonal closures, which are widely understood in the trucking industry, but instead hopes to relieve confusion caused at other times of the year.
There's a lot of issues out there about who can use what road and when. And the whole concept and the whole process is that there seems to be no oversight in regards to when a road is posted, at least on the township level. Township road commissioners basically have the authority to post a road, and they could post it anytime for anything they want. And if they don't like you, they'll post the road. If they do like you, maybe they won't post it. And I'm not saying it's an issue with every township. It's not. But we do have certain issues where we've had a lot of problems in terms of getting access, and it's turned into a political issue and it's not a truck weight issue.
Overall, the legislation basically maps out an approval process for closing roadways.
What this legislation says, and it has the support of a lot of groups, including, you know, the farm groups especially, is that if a road's going to be posted by a township, then it has to be approved by has to have a hearing and be approved by a township board of supervisors. Quite simple, just to say, hey, give everybody fair warning. If there's an issue, let's discuss it. And then if the township supervisors think that it needs to be posted, then fine, then do it.
Schaefer expects to hear more on both the issue of truck length and road closures as the spring session continues in Springfield. Bees give us much more than honey and pretty flowers. In fact, Robert Giblin says these little workers provide one out of every three bites of food we take. Giblin files this editorial on the wide-reaching impact of bees.
About 90 U.S. crops require honeybee pollination. All told, honeybee pollination adds more than $16 billion annually to the value of U.S. crops. For several years, there's been growing concern that honeybees are under increased stress and in decline, which could have profound impacts on food cost and availability. Two causes are getting a lot of buzz: colony collapse disorder and winter losses. Despite numerous claims of smoking guns, from the use of certain pesticides to cell phones, researchers haven't pinned losses on any single cause. Many factors are involved, including weather, viruses, and mites. Urbanization and development have also reduced bee habitats. Beekeepers, farmers, ranchers, researchers, and federal agencies are cooperating to find solutions. State and local pollinator plans foster the cooperation needed to protect honeybees and to prevent the sharp sting that consumers could feel from lower food supplies and higher prices.
To learn more about bees in Illinois, you can visit the Illinois State Beekeepers Association website at ilsba.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.